15 days into Israeli offensive on Gaza, more civilians are indiscriminately killed by the deadly airstrikes and tank shelling that hit residential areas and public centers across the besieged Gaza Strip. As everybody here says, there is no safe haven in Gaza. Everyone is a potential target, including paramedics and journalists, who work under very difficult and dangerous conditions. After a missile struck the rooftop of a media building housing different international satellite channels, including press TVs, tens of journalists held a sit-in in the city to protest against the deliberate Israeli attacks, in which three journalists were killed.
We cannot continue under this risk. Yesterday, they target our colleagues in this next building by Israeli airstrike. 20 of the journalists yesterday targeted by the missile. Yesterday, we lost Alaa Murtaja, our friend and our colleague. The day before yesterday, we lost Ihab Luhaidi.
These attacks won't intimidate us. We'll continue our work and to cover what happens in Gaza directly, honestly, because what's happening is very dangerous and all the world must see what is happening truly, not by Israeli eyes only.
Journalists say these attacks will not stop them from carrying on their work, namely disclosing the facts on the ground and being the voice for the voiceless. It is worth mentioning that Israel has not allowed foreign reporters into Gaza in a bid to impose a media blackout.
Three journalists in Gaza have been killed. They are now among the growing number of innocent bystanders being targeted. That is in addition to the hundreds of Palestinian civilians that have been killed.
A survivor from Samoni clan who lives in Zaytun neighborhood south of Gaza City told reporters about the horrific carnage she and her fellow clan members went through. This old woman, who was bleeding for 3 days before the Red Cross crew managed to transfer her to hospital, said in agony that the invading Israeli troops forced dozens of her extended family and relatives into a house without food or water. And 24 hours later, the house was shelled many times, killing more than 30 people, including its children and injuring many others.
First, the Israeli soldiers burned our houses. Then they ordered more than six of our families into one house. They fired three shells that totally destroyed the house, killing people inside. Children, women, and elderly, all were killed. Four families were killed. We phoned the Red Cross, but they couldn't reach us for 4 days.
The Israeli war machine continues to claim more civilian lives in Gaza, home to over 1.5 million people who have been living under a tight siege for almost 2 years. Many people here haven't had access to electricity and drinking water for more than a month. Israel launched the offensive on December 27th, saying it wanted to end 8 years of rocket and mortar attacks on southern Israel by Hamas. But most of the casualties are civilians, including these innocent children. Yusuf Al-Hilo, Press TV, Gaza.